You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
How excited are we?
I know. We both are. We've been looking forward to this.
We have been.
Yay!
Since we booked you, special guest.
Yes.
We have been excited about this. Our guest today is Jeff Wislich, who is one of the partners at Cardinal Spirits Distillery. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here, of course. Love it.
We have been talking about this ever since we both connected. I connected with you and Brian connected with Adam. And it was just like, yes, Cardinal Spirits is going to be out. We both love the distillery. We both talk about it all the time. Yeah, we're very happy to have you here. And we want everybody in Bloomington, as well as in Owen County and Lawrence County and Morgan County,
to all
know about the distillery, because you're the only one in town.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, it's great. And we love all those counties. We love Bloomington, and we love to have people from all those counties visit the distillery. It's great.
So tell us a little bit about how you started Cardinal Spirits and what you are distilling other than water.
Yes, that's true. Well, we started the planning in maybe 2010. And in 2013, there's a law change in Indiana that we took part in that allowed us to sell spirits direct to the consumer at our distillery, much like a brewery and winery.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Prior to that, we had to sell it all to a distributor. But that law change is actually kind of what kickstarts the industry, the craft distilling industry in other states. So Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, other states that have that law, they've seen a big boom in craft distilling.
Sure.
It took a while for Indiana. You know that we are a little slow when it comes to alcohol laws here.
We are.
But we do it very thoughtfully. Mm-hmm. And actually, the law that was written, although it has some confusing parts, actually is kind of forward-thinking. It really forces distillers to be craft distillers. So you have to ferment and distill on site, and that's exactly what we do. We opened our doors in February, and we ferment and distill and bottle and filter and package everything right on site. So
it's quite the operation.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there, number one, go. And number two, ask for a tour, because the distillery itself is really cool.
Yeah.
Yes, it's great. And We opened on the Beeline Trail in Bloomington, just between Dodds and Grimes. There's a lot of great development happening there. There's a little coffee shop called Hopscotch Coffee, where we actually get coffee for our coffee liqueur, and some great houses that have been built along that section. We hope more development happens. But if you come in, we're open, you know, every day of the week, starting at 4 during the weekdays and noon on the weekends. We love to give tours. We usually give them almost anytime anybody asks. We don't have like a formal tour program. And right now we're distilling vodka. That's what we started with. We have two types of gin. We have a new style of gin, or American style of gin, which is less junipery, doesn't taste like pine needles. I know some people had bad experiences with gin in college, and we tried to avoid we tried to avoid that one. And we also have a traditional gin, and then something I'm really proud of is our liqueurs. So we have a coffee liqueur, which is made, again, with hopscotch coffee. No added flavors, just some sweetened, just some pure sugar and some vanilla, but no artificial flavoring in that, and it's a tremendous product. It's great in the morning, in the afternoon.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Me as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great product. It fits well for White Russians, all these things. That's kind of our plan, is to have some main products like vodka, gin, whiskey, liqueurs, and release things seasonally as well. So right now we just released one called Flora that uses local raspberries and flowers.
It's on Facebook.
It's delicious.
I've tasted it.
Yeah.
I was there on opening day.
Yes.
That's just sad, isn't it? No, not really. It was very good.
Thank you.
I did not expect it. I mean, it was very florally, but it was awesome.
Nice and fresh.
That's the exciting thing about being in Indiana, is we knew that we would be able to grab great botanicals mm-hmm. and agricultural right. products. We get our grain from Columbus. We get botanicals from our farm out on the west side of town. There's just a lot of resources just in Indiana on the agricultural side that we can take advantage of. Right.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, yeah, I have to say that my dad, you were talking about the coffee liqueur, mm-hmm. and you use that for one of your coffee drinks. And is it the iced hopscotch? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, there's an iced hopscotch, yeah.
Yes, we were there recently, and my daughter had to have one of those.
Yeah.
And we all, of course, had to have a taste.
Of course.
And number one, it's beautiful when it comes to the table. These drinks are like artwork when they come to your table.
Mm-hmm. The bartenders do a tremendous job. Oh, yeah. They really take a lot of pride in their work, which is great.
Yeah,
there's a lot of pride throughout the whole process, from sourcing great raw materials to, you know, the distilling, all the way through the bottling mm-hmm. to the cocktail.
Yeah,
so
it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I was there. HFI had something to do with the distillery and the piping and all that good stuff.
Right.
And so we were there for the soft opening, and we got to taste a few things, but they didn't really have the array. So now, like, every time I go, it's like, I got to try something else.
Exactly.
So now I've tried the gins. I tried a salty dog recently, which is one of my favorite drinks because it's grapefruit, and I love grapefruit. And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And
I finally
got to try the Bloody Mary. That was good. I mean, I haven't found something I don't like.
No. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, we started with just vodka, although it's not necessarily the easiest to make, but it is.
No.
It was the most straightforward for us. We took a lot of pride in it. But now, like you said, we have a lot of products we hope to release, you know, roughly two products a month until we kind of get our full portfolio up and running. And then we'll kind of slim down to our staples and then start doing seasonal releases.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting. You've got this whole craft beer movement that's going on. And this just kind of makes sense because not everybody likes beer. I mean, I'm not a big beer drinker. But give me, you know, something else and I'll be happy. So.
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel. That's one of the reasons I wanted to start a distillery. I certainly enjoy beer and wine, but spirits were much more my passion.
Right.
Now, it is disappointing. People do occasionally come in.
And they want a beer.
They want a beer or a wine. In fact, there's one gentleman that I see walking on the beeline almost every day. He's just like a classic Bloomington character. And I just always wanted him to come in. And finally, he came in. He sat down at the bar. And he asked for an IPA, and we didn't have it. And then he said, "Oh, I can't do mixed drinks." And you know, he left. But
you can have it straight.
Yeah, that's true. Right. And we do have great, refreshing drinks. Some that are lower proof, so you can have a couple of them on an afternoon and still be okay. You know, but it's, you know, our Moscow Mule is very refreshing, made with ginger beer, and it's a great substitute for if somebody's a classic beer drinker.
Yeah, it's got to be one of your most popular ones.
It is. Yeah, it comes in a great copper mug. It's really refreshing and crisp.
I like the Cardinal Sling. I mean, that's my favorite. So
that is actually my favorite as well.
So. I don't know that I have a favorite yet. I mean, I
haven't keep tasting
it.
Them
I am.
No, that's okay.
I really am. I don't know, didn't our friend when we were there recently have something with melon in it that looked really good,
or something with basil?
Jen
had
basil
was
in
there
it?
Basil
there's a basil mojito that's been going around right now. It's very good.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people come on Tuesday nights, which is almost a completely different cocktail menu. It's Tiki Tuesday.
This was
a tremendous evening that was built just by two bartenders, Chris and Bailey. They love tiki drinks, and they said, "Can we make Tuesday Tiki Tuesday?" And we said, "Yeah, let's see what happens."
Yeah.
They spend hours prepping for this event. I mean, home. They come in early for their shift. They source fun ingredients for the drinks.
Oh.
And every Tuesday, they come up with four or five different cocktails that they present.
Awesome.
That is really cool.
I'm going to have to go on a Tuesday sometime soon.
Yes.
Field trip.
Field trip. I feel one coming on. Ooh, can we take the radio with us?
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun to
remote.
Do a live
Absolutely.
Remote out there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. But I want to make sure that we talk about a bunch of other things, too, when we come back, because like you had an event there.
I did. So it was great.
Let's make sure to talk about something like that as well. So we'll be right back with Jeff Wislich with Cardinal Spirits.